This is going to be a big challenge, to be totally silent. And hopefully my iPad won't go off again. I think I got the do not disturb working. Usually I only have to worry about my phone. But just to take a moment, close your eyes, be still, and know that He is God. Take a deep breath. Doesn't that feel good? Just to be still for a moment. And even Lily was still. I could just feel the prayers. Let her be quiet. Let her be quiet. She was perfect. It's so important that we learn how to be still. When I was teaching music, I became aware that children have lost the ability to truly focus with their ears. Education is visual. And any of you that are in school or have been in school in the last 10 or 20 years, that's what's happening. If you don't know, that's what's happening. Things are visual. And children are losing that skill of being able to simply sit and listen. Once upon a time, we had radio, and people would listen to the radio and listen to stories and listen to talk shows, and a few people still do. But it's becoming a lost art. And I would have the children, because I was really convicted, this is super important, as a music teacher, that I teach them to use their ears. And so I would have them lay down on the floor, and it was so fun. One day my principal came in, it was hysterical. Had a whole bunch of six-year-olds laying on the floor on their backs. And it was a contest, because that's the only way to get them to do it. That's how long. How long can you last and be totally still? Right, Caroline? How long do you think? How long do you think they can last? Not even that. Not even that. When the first one moved and it was 12 seconds, that's it. Okay, so my challenge for you, there are going to be a couple of them this week, is to see how long you can last. Set a timer. Make sure your phone's on silent. Set a timer and see how long you can be still and not move and not have to be entertained. It's really, really hard for us. We are in a society where we are losing that more and more. And yet, in Scripture, over and over and over and over, people are told to listen. Last week, I took the Bless series and I began an Advent series called Christmas Blessing. And we talked about beginning with prayer. You had a challenge last week. Anybody do the challenge? Don't depress me. Anybody ask somebody what you could be praying for? Yes! Yes! Anybody else? Just one? Two? Yeah, three. I'm not going to make you share if you don't want to. It's just important. Okay, so the challenge was, it's not too late. The challenge was to have two people, and you could stretch yourself and have it be somebody you don't know well, or it could be somebody comfortable to say, what can I be praying for this Christmas season? It's a way to bless people during the holidays. So what's the L stand for in bless? Listen with care. Okay? Listening. Peace is the theme of the week for Advent. And listening with care is where we are in this series. And I think those go together. I think when we learn to listen to one another, we have a much better chance at living with one another in peace. So I looked up scriptures on listening. I love doing this. I'm a crazy person. I love to get in and find out new things that I didn't know. There are quite a few passages about the people of Israel and their refusing to listen. Right? Many, many, many. They didn't listen to almost anybody. Right? They didn't listen to Moses.
They didn't listen to anybody. And so the prophets come. Did they listen? No, they killed them. Okay, they were not good listeners. One of my favorite passages on listening is from the book of 1 Samuel. This is the chapter 3, starting with verse 1. And for a lot of you, this is a familiar passage. But whether it's familiar or not, listen carefully. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel!" And he said, "Here I am." And ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel!" Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle." I never noticed that one before. Make the ears tingle. Do we listen to God's voice in a way that makes our ears tingle? What an interesting concept that is. Do we listen for his voice and do we respond? "Here I am, Lord." One of our favorite hymns to sing. Right? "I, the Lord of sea and sky." I know it is. "Here I am, Lord." Here's some more scriptures about listening. This is one, again, quite familiar that David wrote. Psalm 34:11. "Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And that's not fear as in frightening. That's respect and awe of the Lord. David is speaking in this psalm of what God has done for him and how worthy of praise God is. We too need to be listening to instruction through our own study of Scripture, through listening in church. Are you listening? Through studying Scripture with others and families and small groups. Psalm 61:1. "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer." So who are we asking to be the listener now? "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer." Who are we talking to? To God. Is it important that he listens? Well, yeah. Yeah. Do we not hope and expect God will be listening when we pray? Can we picture him leaning down to hear every word? I can. I can picture that. "Listen, my child, and you shall hear of the midnight riot of Paul Revere." Yeah, it's not scripture. Couldn't help myself. I moved to Massachusetts. "Listen, my child, and you shall hear." Listen. Jesus said several times, "He who has ears, let him hear." And he said, "He who has ears, let him listen." How many of you have ears? Yeah. Listen. Listen. So what practical steps can we take to be better listeners? First of all, spend time with God. That still small voice. We need to make time to listen. Talk less. Listen more. It's true with our time with God. We spend a lot of time talking to God when we pray, don't we? It's like, "Okay, God, whatever we have to say." And it's appropriate. But how much time do we spend just listening. Talking less and listening more is true with our time with other people, too. Get rid of distractions when you're in a conversation, whether it's with God or whether it's with somebody else. Oh, our trend today, get that phone out. I'm texting and I'm talking. You're talking to me, I'm texting, right? Happens all the time. Happens all the time. That's not good listening. That's not good listening. When you're in conversation with someone, make eye contact. Because then they know you're hearing them. And you are able to listen better. Say less than you think you need to say, right? A lot of people, can you think of people that you talked to when you needed somebody to listen who just, yeah, I see the nods. Uh-huh. It's like, just be quiet. I just need you to hear me. Just need you to hear me. People think they have to fix it. They think they have to fix it. No. So often the things that people tell me, I couldn't fix them if I tried. But I can listen, and I can care, and I can pray. Our passage here in the version that I have says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs," not your needs, their needs, "that it may benefit those who listen." When we do speak, we need to filter it according to their needs and to build them up. No gossip. Not a time to gossip. That's not listening. Nothing unkind. Little or no advice. Meet people where they are. And you know what? It's okay if they're down. You know, we don't like that, do we? We want to cheer them up. We want to cheer them up. Come on, come on. And have you ever noticed when somebody's crying how fast somebody puts a Kleenex in their face? Don't cry. Don't cry. We're very uncomfortable in our culture with sadness. People need to be heard. You need to be able to be real with somebody. And you can give that gift of being that person. Can you think of somebody in your life who's a good listener? If you have someone like that, that's such a blessing. That is such a blessing. One of my favorite verses in Proverbs is verse 25:20. It says, "Like vinegar on a wound is one who sings songs to a heavy heart." Have you ever heard that before? I heard that verse when I was a chaplain, and I was learning how to be a good listener. Like vinegar, I didn't even think about vinegar back in the Bible, but they had vinegar. They've had it for thousands and thousands of years. Like vinegar on a wound, doesn't that sound painful? Is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. Be someone who listens with a heart that cares. So, here are a few more from Proverbs, just kind of for fun. Proverbs 12:15. "Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to advice." True? True? Proverbs 19:20, "Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom for the future." Okay, but it's got to be good advice. It's got to be good. And this is my favorite. This is my favorite. Proverbs 23:22, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Serious. Proverbs 23:22. Don't you like that one? Okay, I'm getting old. It's like, do not despise your mother when she is old. Be a good listener. Be someone that others can come to and be blessed because you listen with care. It's especially important at this time of year because there's a lot of pain that's brought up during holidays. Be that listener. All right, I told you I was going to give you a challenge. Here's this week's challenge. I think this one's easier. You let me know. We'll see how many next week we'll say, I did it. Connect with someone. Preferably someone unchurched. Preferably. But it doesn't have to be. And ask them about their holiday season. Ask them what they're looking forward to. Ask them about
what's tough for them. Ask them what's a challenge for them in the holidays. And then spend at least 30 minutes actively listening, saying as little as possible. You'll want to speak. Many of us want to speak. Try not to. Say as little as possible. Then if it's appropriate, that's a good time to go back to begin with prayer and say, can I be praying for that? Then you've hit two birds with one stone. Not a bad deal. Be a Christmas blessing this week through listening with care. Got it? Got it?
Yes.
Have you been listening?
Yes.
Just checking. Just checking. Would you pray with me, please? Lord God, help us to listen. First and foremost to you. Lord, help us to find time this week where we simply close the door, turn off the technology, and sit with you. Lord, help us to last longer than 12 seconds. And then, Lord, help us to be a blessing by listening to someone around us. Bring that person to us and create a situation where this makes sense so that we can be used by you to bless others. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.